T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Morning Pre-Show is brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Joe's shirt may or may not be off right now. Maybe doing jumping jacks. That was a Canadian haiku I did. The syllables were all wrong because I was on kilometers instead of miles an hour. What a sight to see a marginally in-shape man just take his shirt off and start dancing.
There was a
interesting
notable coffee shop that was open today that I didn't think would be.
I went to that same notable coffee shop and found the one that was open at 4:30 in the morning on Banksville Road, which pretty much narrows down which notable coffee shop it is.
This is incredible, Malzy. I could do this.
They also gave me an extra one. I said, I'll have, here again, to narrow down which coffee shop, they have all their sizes and fancy Italian words or whatever. So I asked for a cold brew black, which is the standard Malzy order. Yes, Joe? They gave me, there's a size up that I didn't realize from what I thought was the biggest size. The girl rings it up, goes and pours it, walks back to me, goes, oh, and noticed that I still had my wallet in hand, and this is why I'm cynical about this. She goes, oh, I accidentally poured you the size up from that, the biggest one we have, and charged you for less. So then I felt obligated to throw a dollar in the tip jar as like the second person in since they had opened.
It looks like you're walking around with a keg of coffee. You should just tap that thing. That's beautiful.
Anyway, do you think she was doing that a little bit calculating to make sure that I threw a dollar in the tip jar? Oh, hey, look, you got this for...
Is anybody thinking about scheming this early in the morning?
At 4:30, that's when the real schemers are at work.
Why does my computer keep going off and on, off and on? Why does the screen keep going dark? They haven't fixed this yet.
You know what they did fix in this place, though? We got Wi-Fi now that works really well. That's actually for us. Like Craig and I posted a way too long 90-second video. I tweeted one out. We have real cable in here, and because this wasn't done yesterday, we get to be the first people to use this.
Look at this. The first question they ask on that TV. Look at the question, Malzy.
Which team entered Thursday with the NL's best ERA in the last calendar month? Your Pittsburgh Pirates.
So it's time to change the rotation and move everybody back a day, yes?
That's too much real sports. We'll save that for the show. Do you see Steph Curry shot 71 again?
He's something on the golf course.
They went low at that. The pros went real low there. Like 63 was the opening, like best round, because he's 8 shots off the lead. But like Justin Thomas is talking about this. 71 is no BS. I don't care
Justin
what anybody.
Thomas, the Steelers return guy?
I don't care. I didn't notice any of their return guys, unfortunately, for Quad Henderson.
Do you know Bob Cousy's still alive?
90 years old.
I can't believe that.
Behind the back. I mean, first guy to dribble behind the back. Revolutionary.
I'm glad he is. He was the only son of poor French immigrants living in New York City. Did you know that?
No.
Well,
can
I
tell
you
something?
Yes.
I went to Canada. I thought you were going to want to ask me about Canada.
Oh, I was trying not to think about you for several days, but there
I'm here now, big boy. All I could think of was Lacey Collins and Alex Presley.
Lacey Collins, there's a blast from the past.
Do you remember when Alex Presley came up for his big league debut? I believe his first hit was a home run in Toronto, and I'd go and check this. He got interviewed after the game because they won, and her setup question for him was, been to Canada? Like, what?
I forgot about her. Where is she now? I'm going to look her up.
I think she's in like Arizona. I saw her once down at I was at Sidelines years ago in Millvale. And I saw her there with a bunch of friends, and I didn't know what to do.
Lacey Collins AZ is now a protected Twitter account that says former TV sportscaster.
She's a lawyer now, I think.
Yes, Arizona Law 2016.
Oh.
She became a lawyer? Wow.
That was the default. Like, when I flamed out of my first sales job, radio sales job in Philly, I quit, and I said, this is how you know you're doing a bad job, Joe. I quit and said, I'll offer my 2 weeks. They said, no, you can just leave now. Like, you suck at this. And they said, my boss was being really cordial. And he goes, so what do you have planned? And I said, I think I might try law school, which I feel like is what everyone says when they suck at everything they've tried so far. I'll go and do this incredibly rigorous, difficult schooling so that I can maybe have a job that I'd probably also be terrible at.
You might have been. Yeah. Now, whatever.
He said, you'd make a good lawyer, which he was completely full of it.
I think you would have made a good lawyer.
Say that.
Who was the other woman from Fox Sports back when it was?
Trenny
Kuznarek, who's now where? She's
national. In Boston. No, she's in Boston.
Is she?
Boston's a pretty big deal up there. She's with like CSN Boston.
And there was a Stephanie. Do you remember her? I can't.
Does that predate Trenny?
It does. She was there the day I met my wife over at South Point.
Really?
I asked my wife out, not knowing she would be my wife, obviously, by email. When email was first coming into vogue, it was 2001.
Wow.
It was 2001. And I remember sitting at the table in my little Shady Side apartment and typing up Susie, who's now my wife, an email. And the beauty of that, Malzi, and I thought of it as I was sitting there, was I'm not facing any chance of personal rejection here. The worst she can do is say no by email, and I'll never have to see her again. Much to her demise, she said yes.
No, I understand. I would make fun of you, but I understand the appeal of an email or a typing. Or like, that's why, you know why Match.com and all that stuff works so well? Because at first you just talk to the person via typing, and so it eases the sting if the or you never see the people you don't match with. By the way, a clarification on Mr. Presley. This was 2011, Joe.
Yeah.
It was his first game that year, and he had never hit a home run, and he hit one against, so it was his first major league home run. And the question was Ben to Canada. Anyway, what did you send in the email to your now wife? Was it like a very straight, did you try to be funny?
No. I said, would you like to go to lunch?
And she said yes.
She said yes.
A fateful day for her, to be sure. Do you think she's
It's her
ever,
birthday today. Happy birthday. Like she's up already. Happy birthday,
happy
Susie.
Happy birthday, Susie. Craig, would you like to chime in? She's the much, much cooler of the Starkey duo here.
A very happy birthday, even though she not only is not up, never listens to us,
So rank the Starkeys. There are three of them. Joe, Marianne, and Susie. Do you put Marianne above Susie in terms of the Starkeys you like? Because Marianne and Susie are both very likable people.
What about Bailey?
He's a dog. He's automatically in his own category. If you had a pet cat, then we would rank him above the cat.
Give me Bink.
Bink? You met Bink?
Oh.
He met the parents.
Yeah,
so did you.
Five. Bink and Evie are in there,
the
too.
Name, too. It's just
Do
the
Do we
best.
Go four-way tie for first place and then Joe in last?
I think even Joe would accept that order.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
That's the proper order. So did you drink in Canada?
I had one glass of wine in 3 days. Here's what I wanted to ask you.
We bet you were going to go craft brew like crazy.
Well, it's tougher up there because, I mean, Pony gave me some really good intel on places very close to where I was staying within, like, not even 10 minutes. And I was just too tired because it was a family trip. So, like, my brother and his four kids were there. Like, so there's 11 of us in one big Airbnb. And I just was too tired. Here's what I wanted to ask you. You've gone over the border many, many times, an incalculable number of times.
You ever been to Canada?
Yeah, been to Canada. Are they trained to not be very nice
yes.
at the border?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thought. I'm expecting it to be somewhat stressful, but I go in there my most polite version of self. Hey, good afternoon to the Canadian border guard.
Right.
He says, bonjour. Of course, that automatically.
Nice touch, yeah.
I automatically don't like him, though, because I know Quebec is kind of the weird province up there where everyone doesn't like Quebec and vice versa. And then I happen to be leaning forward just because that's how I was sitting, and he's asked, you know, they ask everything in a very halting, weird way. Is that also correct? They try to look
absolutely.
Almost, like,
especially with you. You look very, very foreboding.
They try to ask stuff in such, like, simple questions in such a way, I've noticed, as to throw you off, like, to make you think, and then they want you to hesitate.
Right.
Like, they say, what's your city of origin? And I was like, I'm from Pittsburgh. Then he goes, please lean back, because I didn't realize I was leaning in front of Alex, who was just relaxing. Then the rest of it was just very curt, and I just answered the questions straight up. But then on the way back, same thing, but it was much quicker to get back into the country, into the U.S. as far as the actual interview process. It was just, you bring in anything? I said, just the fruits and veggies we brought up to snack on. He said, have a great day.
I've been pulled over there before in my youth.
Dude, it's weird,
one time,
man.
I didn't have ID, and it's not pretty. And they are. They're
trained to be nasty, though.
Yes, they can be nasty.
Because it's a serious job.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't hold it against him because I looked at my wife. I said, honey, I said, Al, that guy was really not nice. And she goes, she said the same thing. She said, maybe it's you.
Well, it is. Clearly,
what?
It's you.
What is it? I'm a teddy bear.
We decided a long time ago that your outer look shrieks confrontation, even though it's not true. It's ironic because it's the opposite of that.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other thing. The Quebec dude, the Canadian guy, he looked like he was strapped to the teeth. Like, he just looked tactical. The guy in America just looked like, you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm hanging out.
Did you go to the Maid of the Mist?
Well, that's the American one. That's on the American side. It's the Hornblower in Canada.
The Hornblower.
We did go
on
the Hornblower.
Did you hit up the Hornblower?
Yeah. We did. Man, that is like being an... You know what blew my mind? Some kid actually went over there by accident with a life vest on and lived. It blew me away to see it up close again and think somebody went over this by accident at 9 years old and not only didn't die, basically didn't have a scratch other than a mild concussion.
People have gone over there in wooden barrels many times, intentionally.
I
may do it after this segment.
That segment's good.
I like your shirt today, Mulsey. Polk High, 33.
That's right.
That's big.
4 touchdowns, city championship, Al Bundy. Anyway.
And thanks to the new cable that we have in the studios.
You're watching Married with Children. You are. That's an all-time show for you weren't allowed to watch it as a kid, and then you'd find your parents like would watch and laugh. That's an all-timer in that regard.
What do you make of this new Space Force, Mulsey, the 6th branch of the military?
I loved your tweet. I have to admit it. Pitt should schedule them instead of Navy. Did you see my response to you?
No.
Space Force minus 4.5.
Where are they going to play? That's my question.
Mars Stadium?
Or Uranus, right? Mm. Can they build a stadium there?
Oh, man, I'm really trying not to make jokes right now.
Haven't we screwed up Earth enough without going into space? Can we leave space alone?
You know what killed me about, I guess, like Pence said this, Vice President Pence said this, he called it like he made it seem like like outer space. Like there's countries up there right now getting their space forces together.
Yeah.
He called it like a very congested, heavily fought for. Dude, it's outer space. There's a bunch of satellites so that we can all watch the Spice Channel and nothing else up there.
He's talking about it like it's the Fort Pitt Tunnel.
Yeah, he's talking about it like it's like the Squirrel Hill Tunnel at rush hour. Or like this
they're
is
making
actual
a logo.
Star Wars.
People are voting on a logo. Did you see that?
No.
The Space Force logo. This is unbelievable.
And it be like money being poured down a toilet?
Yeah, they think this is going to happen by 2020.
We can't even fix bridges and roads in this country, and they think they're going to have a Space Force? Are you kidding me?
I like it.
Yeah, don't worry. Hey, we're going to have sulfur-resistant cities in the clouds on Venus.
I bring Paul Evans out of retirement to coach their basketball team, yes?
Jim Tracy to coach the baseball team? Maybe Walt Harris to coach the football team? Who else? Wani? Can you imagine Wani? Now, gravity's going to be a problem here, but Tino should be able to make the throw.
Cookie will be the beat writer for the space for the base force, space force, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, you know what? Here, this is unbelievable. We've got guys in moon suits throwing footballs. Good morning, Ben. How are you on Mars?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.